time is winding down and the team will be announced very soon. Rehearsals are in full swing. Who is game ready? Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin. Hey, y'all having a good
time out there? Oh, we got the lights and everything going.
It's like Vegas. I love this song, actually.
What's up, Imani? Welcome back.
Thank you. I'm back. I'm better. I'm feeling better.
Nice.
I was struggling last week.
We missed you. We missed you here.
Aw, but you guys did great. Yeah. Great. Fabulous, as always. Well, welcome back, everyone. Thank you for joining us once again. This is episode 12, Time's Up. And can you believe it's already episode 12?
I know. Only one more episode
left in
the season.
Yeah, until we know. Right. I'm like, that is insane. Well, I'm your host, Imani Blackman. And to my left...
Hey, guys. I'm Julana Dizon.
And welcome back. Basically today, same as usual, we're going to be doing a special segment of Cheer History, which is where we give you all things Cheer History, and also a few bits of news for all you DCC super fans out there. So what was your overall thoughts on today's episode?
To be honest, I feel like this episode wasn't extremely exciting. It wasn't my favorite that we've ever seen, but I think now it's just enticing because we're getting down to it. We know that there's still, you know, before this episode, four more people that needed to be cut. So it's more just like, who's it going to be? Because everybody is so good that you don't want to see anyone go. But at the same time, you know that somebody has to leave. So it's just, it's that edge for me right now.
Right. It's so exciting to see from where it started to now. And we kind of like make relationships in a way. Mm-hmm. Like when I watch TV and other shows too, I become really attached to characters. And so I'm like, and with this show, we see new characters, it's like new characters every season. So you don't get as attached as like a series. But I'm usually a mess, so it's like when you watch people go home, I'm like, oh no,
I know.
I liked you.
I do that with TV shows too. Yeah. Sometimes I cry when the season ends.
No, like, we do.
My friends are leaving me.
I know. I'm like, I grew up with you, and they're gone. Yeah, but it's been an exciting run, and I can't believe we have one more episode.
I know.
Then we'll know who the team is.
It's crazy. We've been doing this for like almost 2.5 months now.
Yeah, it's been a run.
Weird. It's been a good one.
Right. So let's jump into our first topic, which was their first rehearsal. It seems Judy and Kelly are looking to see who is game ready now. So at this point, it's like you have to know the choreo. You have to have the right, the body, the look. Everything has to be put together. There's no more like second chance, second, third, fourth chances because they have a game in about a week.
Yeah, I think it is 1 week till game day.
Yeah, so they're looking for people that are basically perfect at this point. So I think they're being really nitpicky in order to cut more girls because they keep saying that this is the hardest year.
And you know, multiple people have said that. Like Melissa Rycroft said that in an interview that we touched on a couple weeks ago. She said, you know, she kind of forewarned us. She was like, even towards the end, there's so many girls. Like they don't cut people till the very end. And we just keep hearing them say over and over that this has been the hardest summer that they've had to make cuts and that this team is so strong. So yeah, I don't know. I feel like the way that they are practicing on the field now, it should be like they've already done their first game and these are just practices in between games because, like you said, it's so close and they have to be perfect already.
Right, which is nerve-wracking for them because they have to be perfect. So, and I know last week you guys touched on were they just saying that this is the hardest season or do they say this every year and things like that, but it's come from multiple sources that it's the hardest year.
Yeah.
So I think it's true.
I feel like it is.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, I feel like Kelly and Judy, they're just under so much pressure. I can't even imagine what that would be like as a coach. I mean, I'm kind of like having anxiety just watching it as a fan, you know, and I'm thinking. But the other thing is we kind of know who needs to go. Like there's been multiple names brought up again and again and again and again. But it's just like they don't want to cut them. They're just like hoping that there's like a little bit of hope that they'll pull through and like be at the rehearsal and be the most amazing one and then not have to cut them. But it's like we kind of know.
Right. And then I wonder, does there have to be 36? Is it something like with the uniforms and or the budget with the Dallas Cowboy? Or like, can they pick more girls? Because somewhere deep in my heart, I think next week they're going to have like two extra. Oh, wait. How many? Yeah, like two extra or one extra girl because they just can't decide to make it, like, for drama?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's, like, the formations are set, too, with 36 positions.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like, why can't they have subs? Like, the football team has subs.
Yeah.
You could have a cheerleader sub. What if somebody gets hurt?
Right. Because I'm like, they're having such a hard time. Just pick them all then, you know? I mean, I think it's that simple, but it's probably not. And it could be, it could even be something like the budget. Who knows? But they, someone that stood out was, I think, Daphne.
Mm-hmm. I love her. She's been one of my favorites since the very beginning. And we haven't seen that much of her throughout the whole season. But everything that we have seen has just been, like, good tidbits.
Right. And I think sometimes they don't show a lot of people. We got introduced to a couple girls this episode. But they don't show people because they're so solid. Mm-hmm. Where there's nothing to show.
Yeah.
I mean, it's still TV. So they want the drama. They want the emotion and everything. And if someone's just killing it every week, then there's really nothing to show. But she always looks good. Her body is banging to her stomach. It's so flat. I'm like, wow.
You know who else really impressed me? Ashley, when they were doing their first rehearsal, they specifically called her out, and her kicks were so high, like, to her nose, past her nose, if that's possible, like, in her face. And then also her abs were just, like, she had this defined, like, six-pack while she was kicking. And I was like, wow, that would be a great shot.
Right.
That's super impressive.
I know, like, I think it was it last season or a couple seasons ago, someone kicked their face.
Oh, like, actually hit themselves in the face?
And I actually hurt themselves, like, their nose, so.
Can you imagine if you break your nose by kicking yourself in the face?
I know, it's like, ouch, but also kind of goals in a way, you know? That shows, like, technique, so I'm down.
Like, how'd you break your nose? I just kicked myself in the face.
I'm just so flexible. I'm so good. Someone else I noticed their stomach was Melina.
Oh, yeah.
I noticed her, she's has gotten more toned from the beginning. Like, I noticed that today. I was looking at her stomach. I'm like, whoa, she has a six pack. And she's always been very small and fit, but I've seen it more this today's episode.
Well, Melina, even her arms, you can tell she's got, like, strong arm muscles and shoulders. And when she stands and walks, and the muscles just pop out.
Yeah.
But, you know what I liked about that first rehearsal is when they got in their, like, sideline groups.
Mm-hmm.
And they had to basically just do the song, do the dance to random music. And I didn't realize that before, but, like, that's a hard job, especially for the group leaders. They have to basically hear the music and, like, within the first 2 or 3 seconds, decide what dance is going to go well to that music.
Yeah.
Start the dance, and then everybody else in the group just has to catch on.
Right. And that's how you have to know what you're doing, because otherwise you're just going to be messing up.
If you're just in there, like, floundering around.
Yeah, which is why they have to be super nitpicky now, because if you don't know choreography when they call it out, then you need to be cut, really. And I used to dance for the Seattle Storm, which is the WNBA basketball team. And we called it what was called a ditty. When I mentioned, I thought they said in the show, but it's called a ditty. And it's when, like you're saying, the captain calls out a dance. And we were, like, in the perimeter of the court during, like, a random timeout. You run out there and they listen to the music. And we have, like, motion. So it would be, like, I don't know, X or something. So we know which dance we have to do.
Like a play.
It's literally like a play. And then you just do it. Uh-huh. And sometimes it's a hot mess. I mean, we were kids, so, of course. But it's called a ditty. And it is really hard to do because you have to – you're fully aware of what the captain is saying, the musicality, trying to stay on beat, everything. And it's really nothing you can really perfect because it's always going to be different every single
game. So you have to be hyper aware all the time of what's going on. And the thing about that, too, is you have to be double extra sure of yourself, because for me, something like that is, if I know it 100%, but the girl next to me messes up, I'm going to be like, well, am I the one that messed up? You know? So you just have to be so sure of your dances.
Right.
And I think that, I mean, Melina seems like she hasn't had any memory issues lately. I think more so in this rehearsal, it was just about execution.
Yeah.
And her, like, level of intensity.
Mm-hmm.
But I can see now why they were so, you know, kind of, like, beating the dead horse with that one. Because they were like, you have to know these, you have to know these, you have to know these.
Yeah. And Melina, I hope, I'm pulling for her. I know you guys, talked about her last week, but she...
Yeah. Also, we had a lot of comments about her on last week's show, and I think everyone is just rooting for her. So.
Yeah, she seems so sweet and genuine, so I think that's why people like
and
her.
Very polite and respectful. I really like that about her.
Yeah. So I think Daphne, Melina, and I wrote Brennan.
Do you think Brennan's going to make it?
I think so. Yeah.
I don't know.
You don't think so?
Well, I think
that's her third time, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think she will make it, but I feel like it's a little iffy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would say yes, but she's still teetering on the side of,
Yeah. Only because I can't imagine them really I don't think they've really given her a reason to really cut her.
Yeah.
And they only have now, after today's episode, 2 more cuts, technically.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't know if... Well, I don't know who else they would cut, really, but I don't think that she's at the top of the radar to cut. So I kind of feel like she'll make it. And I feel like she's been pretty strong throughout this run. Yeah. But they did say she's running out of steam today.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe she won't make it. I guess we'll see. Next up was Tara. After that rehearsal, they called her into the office, and she got cut. Which is crazy because she's a vet, and for 2 years too.
You could tell they were so sad. I mean, normally when the girl walks out of the office, you know, everyone kind of like gets up slow and like gives them a hug. But this time it was like she walked out and it was like massive dog pile, like all to her, and everybody's crying and the mascara was everywhere. It was like.
Yeah, because 2 years sad. Being on a team and they're with each other all the time from games and appearances. And then to just get cut like that as a vet, it's heartbreaking. It's kind of like semi-embarrassing in a way because you're like, I'm a vet.
Yeah, I felt like that. And also, I think it's kind of a scary realization to the other vets because she's a vet.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, well, maybe we're not all as safe as we thought.
Yeah. I will say, comparing her to some of the other girls, I don't know what she looked like before, but she seems a little rough.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know, like her look. I just don't think, like from the hair and everything, I just feel like she looks different from when she first started, which I think was a huge factor as to why they cut her. Because really the only two things we saw from her was her hair that they didn't like. And then when she messed up last week on the field. Other than that, there wasn't that much office time or corrections from her. And she even said that she felt that she was improving, but she still got cut. So I feel like there's some underlying issue that was there, you know?
I picked up on that, too. And I really felt for her when she said that. You know, she was kind of, like, trying to change their minds, which was cute. Didn't work, but tried. It was cute. But, when she said that, when she said, well, you guys have been giving me good feedback and telling me that I'm improving and now you're cutting me. So is there something that I thought I was on a, you know, upward hill and then she got the chop.
Yeah. So I feel like there's like the one vet that got chopped was because of time, right? Was it a vet or someone in the beginning got cut because of they were late. And so that was a direct reason for this one was just kind of up in the air.
Yeah.
So that had to be hard.
I don't know. I do have an announcement, though, before we move on to topic 2. Hey, guys, you know what's coming. What's up, After Buzzers? Our network here at After Buzz TV produces after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows, including Dallas Cowboys Cheerleaders. We've got dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and so much more. And there's no network that works harder to serve television fans than we do here at After Buzz. But we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels, and by subscribing to our YouTube channel, they will suggest content tailor-made for you, and you'll help us here at AfterBuzz continue to grow. And don't be worried about pesky notifications, because you can opt out of them. We know nobody really likes those. But please hit the subscribe button down below for this channel right here. And also be sure to check out our other AfterBuzz TV YouTube channels as well. And when you subscribe, let us know you subscribed to us in the comments. We've had a couple people already this season which have done it, which I was really excited about. And we do shout you guys out on the air. So just let us know you subscribe so we can give you a shout out. And thanks for being the best fans and helping us be the ESPN of TV talk.
Ooh, thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you for that. On to the next topic, they had body recovery, which, have you ever done that before?
Actually, I have done two of the things. So I've done the Normatec, I'm not sure if that's the name of the thing, but that was the name of the company, where they put the things on their legs. And it kind of does like the blood pressure thing, and you just sit there, and it kind of just squeezes your legs. I've done that before, and it was weird, and it kind of does make like your feet go numb, like Gabby said.
Yeah,
but it's cool. And then I've also done cryotherapy. Have you ever done cryotherapy?
No, I've wanted to try. I see like a bunch of models do it and things like that, but I've never tried it before.
It's cool. I actually got to try it at Nike did like a pop up headquarters here for the summer, and they were doing like training classes and stuff, which was really neat. So I went to a training class, and then they had like free recovery after. So I went in one, and the one that I was in, I did 2 minutes at -211 Fahrenheit. So they did, theirs was close. It was like they did 3 minutes at -220. And It's not that hard. I was scared. I thought it was going to be really cold. And yeah. I'm normally really cold just in general. But it wasn't that bad.
Because, like, watching it, I'm like, I can do that. It just, because you're not, I'm just watching it.
Right.
But I can only imagine what that, does it feel like frostbite?
No, it just, like, my legs are kind of tingly. They played, the one I was at, they played music, so you could kind of, like, jump around and, like, keep yourself warm and whatnot. But I liked that in the show, they did it, there were two chambers next to each other, so the girls could be there and talk. Because if you're doing it, but you have somebody to talk to for 3 minutes, that's going to go by really fast.
Right.
It feels really long if you're in there alone and you're like, I'm freezing. Yeah. I'm going to die.
That is so cold.
Yeah.
Like, oh my goodness. And does it, do some people do it for weight loss at all?
I don't know about weight loss, but I know the trainer in there, she said it was really good. And she said 3 minutes and like 3 minutes of being freezing cold, but will give you 72 plus hours of recovery.
Oh, wow.
Which is great.
Yeah. So, that's incredible.
I mean, as far as I know, I mean, here in LA, it's like the hot new thing. Everybody's doing cryotherapy. And all the players are doing it, all the athletes. So if they're doing it, it's good enough for me.
Right. There's always something hot and new in LA.
Yeah.
For sure. I've done something called body sculpting,
which was like cool body sculpting.
Kind of like that, but a lot cheaper. Okay. They basically take a frozen clay thing and they put it on any body part you want. I did it on my stomach and it's just a frozen piece of clay and they have to melt it on your stomach until it's gone.
Oh.
And it's super cold because it's frozen and it feels like your frostbite until after a while your stomach gets numb because it's so cold. So I've kind of done something like that. Not exactly, but I want to try it.
And then what? Maybe. Does it make you skinny? What happens after?
Yeah, I basically was super snatched. So it's like size 20 waistline, obviously. No, like I did see improvements. I think it's something you have to keep doing, like anything.
That's
cool. Also, but that's just super expensive to keep doing something. Yeah. But I do want to try that. Maybe on Groupon they have something.
Yeah, or you could just do DCC next year.
Oh, yeah. Duh. I forgot. I
think it's really cool that they have that there for the girls and give them access to it because it is. I mean, their bodies go through so much, just like the football players' bodies go through a lot. So
yeah,
I think having that there is awesome.
And that's a really good point, how the football players' bodies go through a lot, too, because I think a lot of times the cheerleaders aren't looked at as athletes, and so to be able to have that room for them to recover shows that they appreciate them and that they matter as well, and they recognize that they're also working hard, they're also in rehearsals, just like their football players are in practice day in and day out.
And they're a really big part of the team and the look and the brand of the Dallas Cowboys.
Mm-hmm. A huge part. I feel like they're the most popular pro team.
Yeah, actually, it was funny because they did a spotlight on an alum, Erin, and she basically lives in different countries now, her and her husband and her family. But she, at the end of her interview, she said, the one thing I've learned from traveling the world is that everybody knows who the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders are.
Yes.
Right? Yeah, exactly.
That's so cool. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. I'm still looking for my Halloween costume because I want to be a Dallas Cowboy cheerleader, mainly because of this. Obviously, Halloween's after we've wrapped this whole thing up.
You can wear it next week, though.
Just a little crop top and shorts. Hey, guys. So I'm looking for that. It's about, like, I think it's, like, $40 to $60, so it's worth it, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get it. Maybe I can update you guys one day.
Nice.
So the next topic was their other rehearsal. Mm-hmm. And they had to be on beat when they ran. So they finished their dance, and someone got a note because they were running too fast to the sideline. And I was like, that is incredible. You have to be so perfect that even when you finish right, left, right, left, right, left, right, to get to the sideline.
Right, left, right, left.
Yeah, I'm like, you are always thinking. They never have a break during game time. Like, they're always on edge.
And you always just have to be standing, like, upright and smiling and looking pleasant and waving your palm. Like, literally no break during the whole game time.
Because
in a stadium full of 80,000 people, somebody is looking at you all the time.
Right.
And some kind of camera is probably on you or soon to be on you.
Yeah.
So you can't just be standing there slouching or not paying attention or looking crazy.
Yeah. I'm like, and the little things are starting to matter so much more now because they have to make these cuts. So that little being off when you're running and they're looking at from the Jumbotron, they are going to like cut you for that because they don't have time for you to really be messing up. But when they said that, I was like, imagine having just to run on cue too. It's like a part of your routine. I know like a couple seasons ago when they opened that new stadium, they had a place where the cheerleaders can stand or do like little dances. That was like the field up, 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 and there was like a platform up here.
Oh yeah.
But when they're dancing or facing towards the field to watch the game and stuff, their backs are to
the audience.
So like someone's like basically just looking at their butt, yeah. Which I'm bringing that up because you're like how you were saying they have to be perfect the whole time because anybody can be watching you,
right.
And you're standing there and there's people just looking at your butt basically.
And also that's tiring, like standing upright, you know, in whatever position, hands on hips or hands behind your back or like shaking your pom poms, just standing there with your shoulders pulled back and like your abs in tight and in good form is really tiring, almost probably more tiring than, you know, being active and running around and stuff.
Because we're so used to like being
relaxed. Even when I'm sitting here, I'm always
trying.
Pull your shoulders back and sit up straight. And then when you go home, I mean, because I've done games. I told you I was with the Tampa Bay Bucks a couple seasons ago. And standing like that all game, when you go home, your body's just aching.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And just laying down feels so good.
Because you're like exerting this different type of energy than you're performing.
It's like a presence.
Yeah. And most of the time we're not exerting that energy. We're just slouched.
We're just chilling.
Eating, chilling, watching TV. So
I think now though, you know, with the second rehearsal, I think before it was like, okay, Kelly and Judy were picking people out that they noticed were kind of doing bad or offbeat or messing up. But now I feel like they are looking for the ones that are standing out.
You know,
like looking for the ones that are really exceptional versus the ones that are bad.
Yeah.
You know, I kind of felt like that because they said something that was a little bit geared towards that. So I'm like, maybe they're switching their way of thinking.
Yeah.
You know, instead of looking for the bad ones, looking for the really good ones to make sure they're super safe.
Right. I feel like that may be a way to weed them out easier now at this point. Because when someone stands out, you're like, oh, they're for sure. Now you're not. Now this person's not standing out because this person's so good.
That's the bad thing if you're not catching their eye. Now.
Yeah, and they've kind of mentioned that throughout the season. They told girls like, you haven't got noticed by any special guest, special choreographer, or by us. So that's a problem because they want all of their girls to be able to stand out in any circumstance, any style of dance. So yeah, I think that's a good point because they are looking for like top tier performers and dancers.
Top 36.
Yes, top 36. They introduced Amy. I think it's cool. We're like almost at the last episode and we don't know all these girls. I almost wish they did like a little meet the training camp candidates, you know, just so we can know them. But they kind of gradually like put them into the show.
And I'm sure after next week, there's going to be so much content. I'm sure that they're going to release like the roster's going to go up and they're going to, you know, I feel like throughout this, they do always have little like meet the girls and little... They have so many ways that fans can kind of like search for each girl and get to know them, watch an interview on them, or tweet with them live.
They have their own podcast.
Yeah. So there's definitely a lot of chances to get to know whatever cheerleader is your favorite.
Right.
I think once after next week when it's all like, I mean, it's public now, but it's like super public.
They introduced Amy and she's super cute. Like it's her third year and she's also a show group member. And she owns her own studio with her husband, which was really
cute. So cute. Yeah, I love that. I love when couples work together. My parents actually own a dance studio.
Wow, really?
In
California?
No, in Florida.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah.
And they were both dancers, so.
That's super cute.
I was like, that's my mom and dad.
And they just own a studio casually. That's super cool.
Also, I think it's so neat. Like, imagine you being 9 years old. And your studio teacher is a Dallas Cowboys cheerleader.
Oh,
that's so everything. Awesome. And then also the teachers, and they have the big pictures of them on the wall. That's really something that little girls can look up to and, you know, just respect their teacher so much. Be like, I want to be like my teacher. I want to be a Dallas Cowboys cheerleader.
That's super cool. And especially the studio's in Texas, right? Yeah, because obviously. And so that, obviously, everyone knows who DCC is. Yeah. So. They're like so excited. Yeah. She's literally a superstar in their eyes, especially when you're 9. I thought anyone was a superstar. Yeah. Like, you could do anything. And I'm like, oh my gosh. So I can only imagine if my teacher was at DCC. But she's super cute. I like her a lot. I'm glad they did a little segment on her because, I mean, we didn't know her little story. Mm-hmm. And she must be super busy because.
Yeah, she works hard. All day,
yeah.
Studio, dance studio,
and they honestly they all do from working and some of them are in school. And it's like, that's a lot on someone's plate to do all of that plus be a DCC, and they train so mm-hmm. much and so hard. But next up is The Office, which no one wants to be in, but here we're here every week talking about The Office. The first one was Jaylen, and they just talked to her about her hair.
Yeah.
Yeah, so hers was simple.
I wasn't worried about her, but I just thought it was kind of funny in, like, a weird way that they call her in just to talk about her hair, like, when The Office is this place that, you know, life or death situations or decisions are made on your behalf yeah. about how the rest of your life is going to go.
Right.
It's so dramatic and everything. And they're like, your hair is so orange. Like, for that to be what they talk to you about, she must have been so relieved.
Oh, for sure. I love when they go back and they kind of try to explain themselves to mm-hmm. the girls. Like, oh, it was just my hair. Just so that, like, almost like, just so you know, I'm not on the line. Like, they like me.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, it's just my hair. Oh, it was just this. They just want
to. Good.
Yeah, I'm good. You're not. Just so you know. You know?
Which tells me, though, she probably is good, because they probably wouldn't bother telling her to fix her hair if they weren't planning on keeping
it. Yeah. With only now two more cuts, like, I'm sure
she's
solid.
And 1 week.
Yeah, she's solid, I'm sure. But her hair is a little bright.
Yeah.
I think they could honestly wonder. I think she might look kind of cute with burgundy in a way, because her eyes are so bright and blue.
Like a burgundy red.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because right now it's orange.
Yeah.
It's like Halloween. I mean, it's October, so hey. And then next up was...
the moment we've all been anticipating.
Yes. Victoria. Dun, 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 dun. She's cut. Yes.
There we go. Tony with the sound bites. It was a lot less... it was kind of anticlimactic, I thought, because in the other episodes they were talking about her so much. We were kind of like, she's going, she's going to get it, she's going to get cut. And this episode they kind of touched on her a little bit,
mm-hmm.
but not as much, and then finally let her go. I feel like it was just like, it was not very dramatic.
Yeah, I kind of wish it was a little bit more dramatic so I can like get into my feels more, but it kind of just came and gone, and I was like, oh, she's gone. But when she walked, I mean, one, I think we knew she was going to get cut because... it was time.
It was her fifth time in office.
It was time. But when she walked in, you can tell she was going to get cut from the dialogue, mm-hmm. the vibe. Everything was just...
the way they start the conversation and they try to say all the good things and everything.
I mean, they started from her audition. That's trying to recap you up. Like, this is your recap. Mm-hmm. You're about to leave. So I wonder if she knew that was coming, or if, like, if we were able to talk to her, I'd want to ask, did you know you were getting cut?
Yeah.
Or did you really think that was, like, your fifth warning? Like,
but
girl.
You know what? I mean, she's only 18. That's
I didn't know that.
Young. I think I did know that at some point and kind of forgot and got reminded about when they said it. But she's so young. Like, I remember there were girls on my team that were 30.
Yeah.
You know, she has a decade to try out. She'll be fine. She's now she's 19, 20, 21.
Yeah.
She can have a whole DCC career and have it be done by the time she's 23.
Right.
And it's still like 5 years for her as a cheerleader, you know.
Yeah. I wonder if she'll come back next year. She can. I mean, she's
I
so young. She
back.
Could come back in like 4 years. And
yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
that's
so she's fine. But I think that those extra years or this extra year, she could work on her maturity. Because I know last week you guys touched on what what's her name?
Kashira
had said about her, mm-hmm. Things that she says. And I think it comes from her having this really bubbly personality that comes off kind of ditzy at times. And sometimes that comes off as being immature. And she has that immature vibe. So I think if she, as she gets older, I mean, she's so young,
mm-hmm.
she'll be able to blend and mesh with the other girls and the vets and stuff. Because I really couldn't picture her hanging out with some of those vets.
Yeah. The thing is, there's a difference between, like, having the experience and the maturity and done something like that. Whereas Victoria, I'm sure she's serious about it, and obviously she really wants it, but it's a different type of seriousness and hardworking. Whereas, like, she's doing it more in, like, a fun, oh, this is fun kind of way. And some of the girls are doing it more as in a... This is what we're doing kind of way, mm-hmm. you know, very like matter of fact and to the point and super serious. So I totally get that. But
something I wanted to touch on was their makeup.
Oh, girl.
Like when she was crying, black.
I've never seen mascara run like that in my life.
We were both watching and we're like, we've never seen that before. I've never seen that in shows, in person, people. I've cried a ton with makeup on.
Same.
And I don't think I've ever had it dripping like that. Like, it can get a little black under here, maybe.
No, it was like a wing of black, and it was like black under. It was on her uniform.
It was on her uniform. I was like,
I just think that maybe, and because when Tara came out also of The Office after she got cut and all the girls came up and they were crying, I noticed that all of their mascara also was like really dark dripping down their face. So I don't know what kind of makeup they're using, but I think that this is an issue for game day. If it's going to be hot and they're sweating a lot, they probably need to use some kind of waterproof mascara.
Yeah. They might need a new sponsor because that's too much.
Like, yeah. They can't be looking like that on game day. And I know, I mean, you know, you do shows outside and it's hot and you're, you know, mascara, it's just not, you're not even crying. It's just hot outside.
You're just sweating.
Yeah.
And they were just coming down. I'm like, I've never seen that in my life. I don't know. I doubt that they're all getting their, I'm sure they're not getting their makeup done before every episode that we're watching, because that's insane. And they're just going to training camp. But I guess they're all using the same makeup because...
Runny mascara.
It's just running down their face. Well, I guess we should get into some cheer history now.
Yeah.
A special segment where we give you all things cheer history.
And I have cheer history for you this week. And I'm excited because I have pictures. The first one... So today we're going to be talking about the evolution of the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders' overall look, which I found really interesting. And as we both know, Judy and Kelly were both Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders. Judy cheered from 1981 to 83, and then Kelly was after her 1984 to 88. And in 1979 is when they started to get their look, so they ordered blue and white fabric, and they're actually still using the original white fabric that they ordered in bulk so long ago. Which I think is neat.
That's so cute.
But basically, in the 1980s, their whole look was big teased hair, blue eyeshadow, red nails, and red lips.
Right? Yes.
Very dramatic.
Yeah.
Blue eyeshadow.
Like, they're just trying to match the costume.
Right. And see, that picture is actually a picture of Judy. And look how gorgeous her hair is. It's so, like, full and voluptuous.
It is full.
And
look at those curls.
I know,
look
right?
Look at that waist. Yes, girl.
She snatched.
She snatched.
Get it, Judy. But they tried out different hairstyles. They tried some, like, sportier hairstyles with braids and everything. And then they settled for this, you know, always their hair down, very glamorous. But back then they didn't have any extensions and they just had pretty long hair like you just saw with Judy, and it was very puffy, but it's not good for hairography. It's not, you know, easy to flip around. So now they're into the layers and all that stuff, so they can really whip it around. And another thing that they used to have is this picture is their old pom-poms, and as you can tell, they're huge. So they used to have really large, heavy
I love those wings.
Pom-poms, but they're very good for visuals. So, you know, they looked really cool on the field, but they were heavy. And the games were 4 hours long, so they switched, as I'm sure that was tiring for their arms. And then in the 1990s, they switched from those go-go boots, the white go-go boots, to real white cowboy boots. And thus, we have the look that we have today.
Wow.
Yeah, cool,
Thank
right?
you for that history. That
You're
was
welcome.
Super cool. They look so cute.
I know.
I love how it's pretty much the exact same.
Yeah.
Like, it looks... The only way you can tell is because of their hair and then the, the way the picture looks that it's older.
But the uniform, for the most part, looks exactly the same.
I wonder if I feel like they might have, like, throwback nights. I know, like, the Rams does that, and then they wear their old colors and their old uniform type look. And they should bring those pom-poms out for, like, their throwback night, because that's super cute.
That'd be cool. I'm sure they have them, like, on display somewhere in a museum or at the stadium, like an old uniform.
Yeah, yeah.
I love seeing stuff like that.
Well, thank you for that news. I know, that was history. Now we're doing news
history.
With me. News and gossip.
After Buzz TV News.
So, as we know, the DCC takes part in a lot of organizations and nonprofit organizations, and one that they recently was a part of was called Crucial Catch, which supports prevention and treatment of different types of cancer. And so for that particular game, they had 5 decades of Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders come out to the game. And I'm like, that is incredible, because 50 years of DCC, and as you guys, we just saw, it goes back for a long time. And for them to all just come back together and be on the field. And I wish I had the picture to pull up for you guys, but it's just a picture of them all on the field together
really
with the
cool.
current team now. But yeah, it was really cool.
If you want to see it, you can check out Kelly's, what was it, Instagram?
Yeah, her Twitter. Her Twitter. Yeah, it's so really check cool that out sure. to see what they're involved in. And I think it's so cool that they are constantly involved in all these different organizations and mm-hmm. Giving back to the community, because they are essentially our role models and yeah. public figures. So yeah, well, that's it for news. So predictions for next week.
Oh my gosh.
And now. Which is our last one.
I know.
Wait, this is our last prediction, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. I just don't know. It's so hard to say. At this point, I don't even know. Like, last week and the week before, you know, we were all very much like, these are the girls that are getting cut. Now that Victoria's gone.
Yeah.
And Kristen's gone. Tara, I didn't really see that one coming specifically.
And Dayton.
And Dayton. <She's gone. laughs> Oh, my God. I just feel like the only person that they might cut is Melina still, mm-hmm. even though I hate to say it, everybody hates to say it. It's just, for me, leading up to that, I don't really see anyone else that they've been calling out as much.
Yeah, and there's only two more cuts, right?
Yeah, I have, like, no idea who the second one would be. Yeah. I can't even make a guess.
And if it is not Melina, it's going to feel random. Mm-hmm. It's going to feel like,
oh, it's going to be some girl we've never seen before.
Yeah, they're going to do a little intro, and then they're going to cut her. It's like, oh, okay, cool, thanks.
Yeah. What do you think?
I mean, I guess we know they're going to pick the team next week. That's my prediction, which we know they're going to do. But I agree. I think if anyone is going to get cut, it's going to be Melina. I mean, I don't want her to, but I think it might be because she struggles with choreography. And they, from here on out, it's going to be really fast. I don't know if they've learned all their dances, but I'm pretty sure they learn some more things throughout the year. Mm-hmm. So I think she might struggle with that, so it might be her time. Hopefully not, but I agree with you. That's my prediction, too. Well, thank you so much for tuning in, and that's it for today. We will see you next week where we watch the grand finale, and we find out who the team will be for this upcoming season. I can't believe we're actually here.
I'm nervous.
Yes. Once again, I'm your host, Imani Blackman, and you can follow me at Imani_Blackman on all social media outlets.
Thanks, guys, for tuning in with us again. I'm Julana Dizon, and you can find me on Instagram at Julana.
See you next week.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.